Listen to part of a discussion in a mathematics class.
Today, we're diving into probability and statistical analysis. Understanding these concepts is crucial for making informed decisions in various fields. Any questions before we start? Yes, Maria?
I've heard about probability, but how do we use it in real life?
Excellent question, Maria. Probability is a measure of the likelihood that an event will occur. We use it in real life for decision-making, predicting weather patterns, assessing risks in finance, or even in medical diagnoses. It's a powerful tool for handling uncertainty.
What about statistical analysis? How is it different from probability?
Great question, John. While probability focuses on the likelihood of events, statistical analysis involves collecting, interpreting, and presenting data to uncover patterns and trends. It's about making sense of the information we have. For example, in a survey, statistical analysis helps us draw meaningful conclusions from the responses.
Are there any common misconceptions about probability that people often have?
Yes, Maria. One common misconception is the gambler's fallacy, the belief that past events influence the probability of future events. For instance, in a series of coin tosses, getting heads several times in a row doesn't affect the probability of getting heads on the next toss. Each event is independent. It's essential to recognize and avoid such misconceptions.
How do we calculate probabilities, especially in complex situations?
Good question, John. The calculations can vary, but in simple terms, the probability is often calculated by dividing the number of favorable outcomes by the total number of possible outcomes. Tools like tree diagrams or formulas may be used in more complex scenarios. It's about breaking down the problem into manageable steps,